Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Yesterday, I gave some specific ideas on how to overcome challenges. And everyone, you know, from time to time faces hard things in life. It's just a part of life, right? So some people have enormous struggles, whether we suffer from loneliness or unemployment or faithlessness or temptation, depression. But there are small things that we can implement into our lives to endure these things better. And today I have some additional ways to overcome any struggle. So first, exercise. How many of us exercise every day? Professionals time and time again have encouraged us to get up and get moving. And it is a physical as well as a spiritual thing. And it can improve our habits in all areas in life. And there's just something about getting out and moving your body and getting some fresh air. So it will give you energy and it will put things into perspective a little bit better and make you feel like you can handle things that come your way a little bit better. So maybe it's something just as small as going for a walk. Get out and go for a walk. The weather, it's summertime. The chances are that it's probably pretty nice where you are. So get out and just go for a walk or wake up half an hour earlier tomorrow morning and go for a brisk walk or stretch. Just do what you can. I think that's the key. So secondly, get out in nature. There are so many beautiful things all around us. And interacting with nature, it improves the quality of your life. It alters your brain. So put down your phone, turn off the TV, and look out the window. Go for a hike. You know, if you live in a big city, just try to get out of the city once a week to spend time in the serenity of the great outdoors. I think it's just a good reminder that we live in such a beautiful world. Get out and enjoy it. Well, remember to celebrate your summits. Write down your successes. This is hard, right? Especially if you're self-deprecating. It's hard to acknowledge your successes, but seriously, try it. Write down every single one of your achievements and try to reach at least 50. All of us have at least 50 accomplishments in our lives. Well, moving forward, anytime you experience a win, stop and celebrate it. And this will train your brain to keep taking the actions that led it to success and that led it to that pleasurable emotion. Well, fourth, stand tall. Psychologists have found that strong body language actually changes the inner workings of your brain. So practice standing tall, pull your shoulders back, have good posture, and have an open approach to your body language. And don't shrink yourself back. Stand tall. Well, lastly, use really confident language. Well, if every day you used the word depressed, you will become depressed. Studies have repeatedly shown that when people have been exposed to words relating to old age, that they walk slower than those who were exposed to younger words. Isn't that interesting? And they saw that old words acted old. You know, use words like powerful, unstoppable, confident as a regular part of your daily vocabulary. And these are really small things, but they can make a big impact in your overall well-being, especially during challenging times. Well, here's a quote from Michael Jordan, and he says, "Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or walk around it." Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or comments or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share with us. You can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.